This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Willard Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L. Last name is Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Date of birth is 5/15/1947. Date of evaluation 4/14/2023. HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is 75 years old. Female who was admitted to this facility on 4/7/2023 from Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn. Patient's chart indicates a history of CVA, diabetes, glaucoma. Patient apparently also had a previous stroke on February 18th. Patient was pleasant but confused during my evaluation. She did not know what month it is or what year it is. She knew Biden as a president. She could only recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Patient acknowledged feeling somewhat down but denied any feelings of hopelessness. Period sleep and appetite is fair. Period no thoughts of harm to self or others. Period no known history of psychiatric illness. Period that she was admitted here on sertraline. Next paragraph under a review of systems, general CHPI, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest 2-year college, current occupation, not working. Relationship, never married. Number of children, 1 daughter. Legal issues, prior difficulty to legal system, not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required informant chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, common C, medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure, 132 or 87, pulse 80, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech disfluent, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, thought content not very spontaneous, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person only, place, time impaired, memory recent impaired, attention concentration impaired, part of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medication, sertraline 50 milligram once a day, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph was under assessment and plans. Vascular dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety. F01.50. Number two, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features. F06.31. Plans continue. Sertraline as prescribed. Number three, cerebral infarction unspecified, 163.9. Next paragraph, disposition. notify our service for any changes in mood or behaviors or any new concern, check that box. Next paragraph, number 2, patient will be continued to seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen. Check that box. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99304, under supplemental administrative, check risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, above reference risk are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. Check that box. This is the end of dictation.